Stay tuned for more music and information. Hampshire College.
All right. Whoa, sorry about that. Happy Tuesday night, everyone. This is Henry Epp coming in to you live from Yurt Radio. Excuse me for the slightly tardy start here. I'm still trying to get things figured out. Hold on one moment. All right, that's better. Yeah, how are y'all doing? I hope everyone is doing good out there tonight in Yurt Radio land. I'm doing another run-of-the-mill, not run-of-the-mill, exciting, crazy show tonight, let's say that. And I'm gonna start things right off here with some music while I get things settled, and so here we go. This is a short version by Wild Flag here on Yurt Radio. I'll come back to you guys and talk in just a few minutes. Wild Flag. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is North American Psychotherapy. I'm Henry Epp. That was just now Actor Out of Work by Saint Vincent off her record, Actor, from a couple years back. I hear she has a new album out. Haven't heard it yet. Should get on that, maybe. I think she does some cool stuff. And before that was Wilco, of course, with Shot in the Arm, from the live album Kicking Television. And at the top of the show was Wild Flag with their song Short Virgin. Not Short Virgin. That's a different thing. Okay. Anyways. how you guys doing tonight? I hope everyone out there is good. If you're listening, feel free to do things such as request songs tonight. That would be an awesome thing for anyone and everyone to do if you feel so inclined. I hope things are going well with you guys. I've been doing pretty well, chugging along on the Div 3 thing, which is good, I guess. I don't know. It comes and goes. Are you out there doing your Div 3 right now? Why aren't you doing more work? That's my question. But also, do you have, things you want to say about, I don't know, Div 3 in general? The weirdness that goes on during Div 3, how you're, I don't know, whatever you want. Let me know. Let me know. Write me a message. North American Psychotherapy is there right on Facebook. You can also email me at napshow@gmail.com. That's napshow@gmail.com. Unfortunately, there's no longer a phone in the yurt, which I'm a little sad about. I really always wanted that phone to work, to be able to make calls on the show. It could happen again. I really hope if any yurt people out there are listening, consider this a work order from me to get a phone in the yurt again. That's what's going on with me. I think I already asked what's going on with you, and clearly, this is not, this is mostly a one-way dialogue, so if you want to use some technological avenue to respond to that inquiry, please do so. I just got a message. Hey, here we go. Max Rosenthal says... Hold on. Did he say something? I think he did. Yes, Max Rosenthal said, I'm listening to you instead of doing Div 3. Good choice, Max. I hope more people make that choice along with you, because I think that's a good thing to spend your time doing. Listen to this show. Okay, I've got some things coming up later on in the show that I worked on today. As some of you know, I'm doing a few different episodes throughout the year that are going into my Div 3 portfolio. Back when I started Div 3, I thought it was going to be like 9 episodes or something, like 12 episodes, like crazy amount of episodes. It's really going to be like 4, hopefully. But there is going to be one of those episodes coming up relatively soon, right around, I believe, February 28th. Not that soon, but relatively soon, end of February, a couple weeks. So I've got something coming up, maybe after this next set of music, that'll give a little teaser to the kind of things that you might hear on that show, should you feel so inclined to listen in, which I highly recommend all of you do. So, without further ado, I'm gonna stop talking and put on The Roots. Don't Feel Right. Alright, here it is, Yurt Radio. Okay, that was Queen. Somebody to love. Everyone just needs somebody to love. That's all we need, according to Queen. That song goes on for a while, I realize. I mean, it's not that long of a song. It's like 5 minutes, almost. But it kind of just has that one hook. I mean, it's got the verses, whatever. But like, it's got that one chorus. I guess that's not that odd for like a pop song. Anyways, before that was the Rolling Stones playing "That's How Strong My Love Is." I believe that is originally by Otis Redding. Maybe I really doubt that the Rolling Stones originated that song. Pretty sure it's Otis Redding, and they just covered it, and Mick Jagger just did a Otis Redding impression, or you know, whatever. It was the '60s. It's fine. And before that was "Don't Feel Right" by The Roots. So yeah, there you go. That was a little three-song set. If you have any requests, please send them in. If not, just keep hanging out. Max Rosenthal and Jacques Boudreau, I know, are definitely listening to this instead of doing their Div 3s. So keep on keeping on, guys. Do listen to this show. So a weird thing happened during that set. I was just doing the Facebook thing, whatever. And I clicked on a picture, and suddenly it was like a different thing, you know, instead of just like the normal way of where the comments are below the photo. Now it's like off on the right side of it, and it's like, why is that going on? There's like a black border around the thing. It looks different, is what I'm trying to say. It looks slightly different than how they used to have it on Facebook. And so I was like, whoa, what is going on with that? And, you know, it's really not that big of a, like, life-changing thing, but I feel like that is just a regular occurrence now for people that use Facebook. A thing changes and everyone's like, what? Why did you do that? It's different than it was yesterday. I was used to that thing, that how it clicked and then it did the thing. And then now it's not like that. It's like a different way. And it's still, it can do all the stuff. I think actually the main thing that I notice about this new photo thing, is that, I wish I had a better word to describe it. I don't know the technical terms of like internet window browser, whatever the fuck that is. Basically, there's just more ads. You just get more ads on Facebook now. So whoop-de-doo, more things to be sold with your personal information. So yeah, the fun times. Facebook went public last week. I remember that was a big story. Oh, I got some stuff. Okay. All right. Here's the Wikipedia entry for "That's How Strong My Love Is." I'm all over the place tonight, you guys. I'm just going to jump back and forth between streams of thought and whatnot. But this is courtesy of Jacques Boudreau. "That's How Strong My Love Is" was a hit debut song by Deep Soul singer O.V. Wright in 1964. The single was a hit on the American R&B chart. The B-side is "There Goes My Used to Be." I've never heard that song. It was written by Roosevelt Jameson, who is Wright's manager and publicist. Covered notably by Otis Redding, I was right, 1965. Okay, he didn't write it, but he covered it. And then it was also covered in 1965 by the Rolling Stones, which we just heard. Some other people later, including Taj Mahal. Interesting. Lots of stuff. Yeah, so there you go. Thank you, Jacques, for informing, being the informant. Debut. Yep, indeed. Butte. Okay, so I'm going to do a thing now. I'm going to play a story that was recorded live at the Broth Story Slam back in December of 2011. The Broth is an event that I helped make happen along with Remy Schwartz and Ben Yellen and Nara Williams, amongst others. And it was essentially a run-of-the-mill story slam, very much taken in terms of format from The Moth, who
did not want to sponsor an event here, so we just made our own and called it The Broth. And it was hosted by myself and Ben Yellen. And the theme that night was going home. And there were like 8 storytellers. They all did wonderfully. Some really good friends of mine told stories. It was a great night. And we're going to have another one of those at a as-yet-to-be-determined date. Probably in Amherst this time at Food for Thought Books. And that will hopefully happen later in February or early March. But also, I believe I will be using some of the live stories told at the last Broth Story Slam on my next produced show later on in February. And the theme of that show is going to be Wanderlust. And I think some of the stories that were told on the theme of going home kind of related to that broader theme of Wanderlust. If you have a story that you want to tell, relating to Wanderlust, which I'm broadening that term for this, the purposes of the show. It can be any kind of story about wandering or a journey or being lost or finding something. Movement, basically. Moving from one place to another, I think. But that doesn't sound as cool as Wanderlust. So if you have a story that you would like to tell for the show and you wanted to record that for me, with me, you can do that very easily. Just let me know if you know who I am, obviously, or you can email me at napshow@gmail.com and let me know what your story is, how you'd like to tell it, all those kinds of things. I'm looking for true stories, personal stories. If you've written like fiction or anything of that sort of thing, poetry, anything like that, and you think you have something that relates to this theme that you'd like to read, I'm certainly open to that. I would just like to read the thing that you're doing first. So again, napshow, napshow, @gmail.com. And that does not exclude people who are not at Hampshire. There are different things set up at Hampshire that we could make an audio recording happen, no matter where you are in the world. So yeah, let me know. But to give you a sense of kind of the style or sort of stories that are more or less what I'm going to be working with for this next show, here is a story that I told at the Broth Story Slam in December. I don't have a name or title for it, but this is a bus trip, a story of a bus trip, taken from the Broth Story Slam. And you'll be hearing more stories like this later. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me please introduce... this is a little weird, a little narcissistic, maybe. Okay, I'm introducing myself. So here's more of me talking, but in a different time and place.
Which is like... 2,000 miles. So when I was a first year at Hampshire, I live in my home is in Minnesota, which is like 2,000 miles from here. So the easiest way to go home generally is to fly in a plane, and it takes like 3 hours, maybe 4. But during the spring break of my first year, I was really indecisive about what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I was going to stay here. And so then it wasn't until like 2 weeks before spring break that I was like, I want to go home because I don't know what else to do because I'm a freshman in college. By 2 weeks, like that's way too soon to buy a ticket, you know, across the country. So I had to look for other options that were cheaper. So I looked at like Amtrak, which is like just as expensive as a plane for some reason, but takes like 48 hours. And then the other option that took about 18 hours less and was significantly cheaper was the Greyhound bus. So I decided in my spring break of my first year to take the Greyhound bus from Amherst, Massachusetts to Minneapolis, Minnesota, there and back again. 60 hours round trip. And that, it was an experience. It was like, it was, I don't know, it's just this weird daze. And a lot of weird things happened. one thing that was really weird, we were in Rochester, New York, and we were stopped at the Rochester station. And Rochester is, like, right on the Canadian border. So we're sitting in Rochester, and a white van pulls up next to the bus. And it says Border Patrol on the side. And three Border Patrol officers get on the bus and start checking everyone's IDs. And they get to this one woman who has an ID or a passport for, like, Uganda or something. And they just pick her up and put her in the van. And we never saw her again. So that was kind of awful. Okay, that's a downer. That's a super downer. I'm sorry. I've thought about that so much to the point where I can't tell if that was, like, a hallucination I had on the Greyhound or if that actually happened. I don't know. But the real image that stood out to me that, continually, it's like having acid flashbacks, kind of, except they're, like, Greyhound flashbacks. So the one flashback I have over and over is standing in the Cleveland bus terminal, because we had to switch buses in Cleveland, and by we, I mean me. There was no one going with me on this heinous trip. So I'm standing, like, in a 40-person line at 2 in the morning in the Cleveland Greyhound station, and it's just, like, all kinds of people are in front of me. Like, there's, like, people in the military, there's, like, Amish people, there's, like, everyone. It's crazy. But I remember standing in line for what felt like a very long time, probably, like, an hour, and on my right was a woman having a really loud argument with, like, her sister on her cell phone, holding her, like, 2-year-old child on a child leash. And the child was being, like, a human tetherball around her, just, like, running around, just seeing, like, how far he could go, like, from the leash. And she was just yanking him back and just having this ridiculous argument. And then the other side of me was this flat screen TV with the volume at full blast playing, like, a knockoff Pimp My Ride show. Like, not actually Pimp My Ride, because it was 2 in the morning, but, like, some other, like, cheaper version of it. And so it was at that moment that I realized people fly in planes, but humanity rides the Greyhound bus. And to be honest, I was very happy to be part of humanity for those 60 hours in my first year of college. Thank you.
All right, so that was me telling a story at the Broth Story Slam. And so once again, if you are interested in telling a story like that at a Broth Story Slam later in the month, you can talk to me, or if you would like to tell a story like that for the radio, for the Yurt Radio, for North American Psychotherapy on the Yurt Radio, coming up later this February. You can also email me, napshow, napshow at gmail.com. So there you go. That's the info. Gonna move right along and play a little something by a band I just saw last Friday, a very great local band, Pale Cowboy. This is Frida.
Oh,
the Hoot Hoots with Star Tropics, and before that Pale Cowboy with Frida. Those are both bands that I have played in shows with, along with the Stimulus Package. The Hoot Hoots, I kind of forgot about. I didn't totally forget about them, but off my radar for a little while. We played a show with them back, like, second year, and they were a lot of fun. They were really good people. They put on a good show, but I hadn't heard any of their music in a long time, and then they came up on something today, probably Facebook. I just feel like I need to make that noise every time I mention Facebook. So I was like, hey, I should, you know, check out their music again. So I went to their Bandcamp page, where I downloaded their new album. I don't know how new it is, actually, but the album is called Appetite for Distraction, and I very much enjoyed it. So check it out. Yep, and coming up, I got time for a couple more songs. Gonna throw a couple songs in here that all start with S. Everything from here on out will start with S. First, I just wanted to do a little rundown on the news, in case any of you haven't heard. Proposition 8, the California proposition that was put in place a few years ago, which banned same-sex marriage in California. A federal appeals court today in California ruled that the proposal, that Proposition 8, the proposition, violated the Constitution, which essentially ensures that this case will proceed to the Supreme Court. This does not mean that same-sex marriage is now legal in California right away. There are a couple different loopholes before that. Not loopholes. Things that need to happen. It can be challenged again by its opponents, etc., etc. But at a certain point, this could mean that gay marriage could be legal in California, which would, I think, be a very good thing. Although there will certainly be more challenges to the right to marry throughout the country and in California, and that's not so great, I think. But you know, these things happen, and there are lots of people who are fighting that fight. So go people, fight in the fight, fight your fights, everyone, fight your fights. It is currently 37 degrees here in Amherst, Massachusetts, overcast. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 36. Tomorrow night a low of 18 degrees. Tonight a low of 16 degrees. So getting a little low. There may be some snow. I'm really hankering for some snow. I'm just hankering for snow here. And there may be some snow this weekend a little bit. I would really like there just to be like a bunch of snow. It would make it harder to walk around. But it would look pretty, you know, for a while at least. It would be nice to have little winter. Well, that's still a, you know, possibility. Maybe you all disagree with me, but that's how I feel. And finally, Hampshire COCA is meeting right now and reports that the International Socialist Organization at Hampshire College is requesting $1,655 for an event on February 23rd. And they say that the socialist event is pending approval. Tune in next week. I will only attend that event if all of the cash asked for to fund the event is doled out equally amongst the attendees. So, International Socialist Organization, stay true to your namesake. Moving along. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to play at least one more song before Mom, Are You Listening? Comes over and takes over the yurt here on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So right now is Salt Peanuts by Charlie Parker. I'll be back.